The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play!
Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Bonus pod, breaking news on a Friday night. What's up, everybody? Adam Azer, Jamie Eisberg, Heath Cummings. If you hear cartoons in the background, sorry, trying to entertain some kids while we do this breaking news episode. So I was just doing FFT and 5 a couple hours ago with Chris, and the episode was set to air on Monday. It still is set to air on Monday, and it was bold predictions for free agency. And one of my bold predictions was Jimmy Garoppolo goes to the Panthers, and we still don't know how to value DJ Moore. So I don't know if we're going to have to...
Bold?
All right, so tell me what you guys think about this. The Bears trading the number one pick for the Panthers with DJ Moore going to Chicago.
It's still possible that Jimmy Garoppolo could go to the Panthers, and we still don't know how to value DJ Moore. It just won't be because of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Exactly. Where should we start with this? Let's start with DJ Moore, Heath. Second round?
No. I'm not going to do that again. I'm not allowed. I used that up. I'll probably put him at pick 37 just so nobody says I'm drafting in round three. I think this gives him a lot more upside. I like it more for him, I think, in dynasty than I do in redraft, because there's a chance, and I already tweeted this, we're going to say this reference will come up probably 15 million times in the next 6 months. There's a chance this is Stephon Diggs for Josh Allen, or AJ Brown for Jalen Hurts, and DJ Moore and Justin Fields become this super team. And that chance didn't really exist for DJ Moore before. So, but for this year, I'm probably going to leave him right around a high end number two wide receiver. Good question.
Yeah. We have a question in the chat. DJ Moore. Okay. Jamie, how about you give your thoughts on Moore, and then we'll definitely talk about Justin Fields. Obviously they're sticking with Justin Fields. They're giving him a weapon. And then we'll talk about the Carolina side of it. But where do you think you're going to end up with DJ Moore as of right now? So much subject to change.
He'll be a round four pick for me. I don't honestly think this changes much in terms of where his ceiling is. And I say that from, he's obviously getting a better quarterback, but I think this is still going to be a run heavy team from the running back quarterback perspective, depending on who they get to run the ball. It's you know, arguably the most crowded receiving core he's going to play with, I think. You know, I don't remember the exact history of the Panthers, but Darnell Mooney's still a pretty nice player. I think Cole Kmet's still going to command some targets. He's clearly the best guy there. There's no question about it, and whatever Chase Claypool has left. But this is now, you know, it's on Justin Fields. It's on him to, you know, develop as a passer and take that step forward. I hope it's not like a Marquise Brown 2.0, you know, just a really good player that doesn't necessarily get the amount of targets and production from a running quarterback. So I'm a little cautiously optimistic. You know, I love Justin Fields' talent. I love DJ Moore's talent. I hope they can mesh together to bring out the best of what DJ Moore can be. I still don't. The thing that still concerns me the most is where the touchdown ceiling will be. You know, so is he going to be a double digit touchdown guy? I don't know. I think he's going to still live in that 6 to 8 range at best.
I don't know if this matters to you. Things could change, obviously, but the Panthers, as bad as their offense was last year, they threw for 600 more yards than the Bears. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about, Jamie, is even if he has a better quarterback, it's still a run heavy offense. Now, I'm not saying the Panthers are going to throw for, I'm not saying the Bears aren't going to throw for more yards, right? Like, you get a weapon like DJ Moore and a developing quarterback, could definitely be some type of offensive experience.
You would anticipate that, you know, you would hope that, you know, again, it's like we've been talking about with the Giants, you know, Daniel Jones doing what he did with Isaiah Hodgins, Richie James, and Darius Slayton. You know, Justin Fields doing what he did was with Mooney losing most of the season and Chase Claypool being, you know, supposedly the guy there. You know, so give the hope, you know, and the hopeful bump of what this offense can, you know, turn into. So, you know, I think DJ Moore, I just don't want to overvalue him. You know, I think we've kind of run it. It's not just Heath. I mean, you know, I've done it myself of just, you know, getting a little overhyped about a very good talent, but hopefully he can, you know, step into this role and develop with this quarterback to the level that we hope to see.
So two things, Jamie does get triple points for sneaking Daniel Jones into a bonus pod. That's regular points for a regular pod, but sneaking him into a bonus pod about another quarterback in a trade between two completely unrelated teams. That is excellent work. The other thing, like he mentioned Darnell Mooney, and we won't talk about him much today or maybe ever again, but this is kind of a rest in peace moment for Darnell Mooney's dynasty value too, I think.
Cole Kmet, same thing or no?
You know how I am with the tight end bucket and the wide receiver bucket.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Well, I don't know what Justin Fields' bucket is though, you know?
No.
So, but okay. So Justin Fields now, are we moving him up? I don't think his ADP will go higher than fifth.
I think he's easy QB4.
Over Burrow?
Yeah, easy.
Not for consensus. I don't think people will go
there. Not for me. No, I'm still taking Burrow four.
People like Burrow more than us forever, you know, since last year.
No, I like Burrow a lot, but I just think, like, as Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen have shown, unless you're Patrick Mahomes, the upside for a guy who could rush for 1,000 yards or 800 yards or 10 touchdowns is so much different than it is for a guy who might run for 300.
Okay, so Fields is five for you, Jamie, four for Heath?
Five for me for now, yeah.
So, okay. Why is stupid question? Is it because of DJ Moore? Why is he ahead of Lamar Jackson?
Why is Fields ahead of Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, not that Lamar Jackson's on the decline, but I think Justin Fields is on the ascension, you know, so they're back to back.
Stock market thing.
Lamar could be ahead of Justin Fields for me at some point this year, but the Ravens need to get a number one wide receiver and Lamar needs to agree to play for the Ravens. That whole situation makes me more nervous now than it did before.
Okay. How about the Panthers? Anything else from the Bears? I mean, we'll see what happens with David Montgomery this upcoming week and could be a fun place for a running back.
Maybe. What do they do at nine? Hope offense
yeah,
one,
yeah, right? You know, I didn't give the terms of the pick of the trade. So, yeah. So let me go ahead and do that. Go ahead and watch another one, guys. We got Bluey going on in the background. So it's the Bears give up the number one pick. They get the ninth pick, the 61st pick, a first round pick next season, a second round pick in 2025, and DJ Moore. So let's spin it to, yeah, what do they do at nine? Or all right, let's finish with that. Last Bears topic here. What do they do at nine?
I would think either defense or offensive line. I mean, you know, I think when you look at their skill positions, you know, whatever they decide to do at running back, I don't think is going to be with the ninth overall pick. So, you know, first off, if it's Khalil Herbert and some day three running back, my God, his ADP is going to skyrocket.
Yes.
Absolutely going to be a monstrous climb for him. I think that's where you start to see. If you look at the mock drafts, and that's where you start to see the first couple of offensive linemen come. I think the kid from Northwestern is the first one I've seen, at least one mock draft or listing of players. So, you know, wouldn't be surprised if that's the route that they go. Protect Justin Fields even more.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, guys, so let's talk now about the Carolina Panthers and what this means for them. What do you think they do at one?
Stroud?
Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, unless they're really in love with Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
It's obviously quarterback. I mean, it's no
such,
doubt about it.
But right now, it's such a terrible place for a quarterback to go.
Why? Right?
Well, they just traded away their only
quarterback. Oh, Carolina's a terrible place for
quarterback. Yeah. They can, but they'll be able to get a wide receiver in round two. There'll be a lot of good wide, I mean, it'll be a good wide receiver in round two.
They lost a lot of draft capital. They lost a first round pick next year. They lost a second round pick next year. I don't know. It feels like a good team. You know, they have a good defense. They gave up a lot and they gave up more, which is interesting. It doesn't seem like you're necessarily setting up your quarterback for success, though, unless they really have offense in the draft.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bridge quarterback brought in, you know, so you know, you could see Jameis, maybe, you know, somebody like that. It's obviously not going to be Baker.
Yeah.
Or Darnold stays, you know, and starts.
Okay. You're right. That's also true.
But I think I like this for Terrace Marshall.
Lots to be determined.
He's not a high draft pick, but this puts him makes him draftable.
I mean, right now they look like they have one of the worst offenses in football. They don't have a quarterback and they don't have a running back, really. They don't have anything. Am I crazy?
But no, if they take CJ Stroud and then some rookie in round three, I could see Terrace Marshall being drafted ahead of Darnell Mooney.
From a dynasty standpoint.
No, this year.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Different question.
Okay.
From a dynasty standpoint, let's just put a name in there. Bryce Young, whatever. Let's see, we said Stroud. So if it's CJ Stroud, we see what I'm saying. I mean, do you like it? Do you care that he's going to a Carolina team that doesn't have much around him right now?
They'll have a lot more around him by the time he gets drafted.
But what will they have? They'll have nothing proven. It's not like they're going to go, let's say they could make a trade, I guess, but it's not like they're going to, what, Jacoby Myers is going to move the needle for you?
Well, it'd be a lot better than what they have right now.
I mean, if Jacoby Myers goes there now, yeah, why not? Juju goes there now.
What if it's Jacoby Myers and Addison or like, it could easily be a top free agent and a top rookie and it's fine.
How's it going to be a top rookie? It's going to have to be a second round rookie.
I don't know how many of these wide receivers are going to get drafted in round one this year.
Well, Addison probably will, but sure. Okay. This was fun, right? They only have one first round.
Reunite Stroud and Smith and Jigba.
There you go.
That'll be great. Yes. Reunion. We love that. All right, guys. Thanks for your time on this Friday night.
Brandon Cooks. Adam Thielen now? We're going to do a bonus pod on Adam Thielen getting released.
Can you imagine how hyped Heath would be for Brandon Cooks and DJ Moore in this scenario? Moore to the Bears.
Fantastic.
Panthers. Love it, man. Okay, hope it wasn't...
Thomas, how do you feel about Adam Thielen getting released?
Me?
Thomas.
Oh.
Hey, I mean, he's as old as I am, so I mean, I know it's over for me, so with all those injuries, time's caught up to him, you know? And I think Anthony Richardson's going number one overall. I don't think it's going to be CJ Stroud. I'm just pretty confident that they made this trade for Anthony Richardson.
Unless, if you recall, Jim Irsay said the kid from Alabama looks pretty good, and Frank Reich wants to stick it to Jim Irsay for firing him.
That's a good theory.
That's true, yeah. Now, by the way, Thomas went to University of Florida, so keep that in mind. But that's it. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you either Monday or as more news breaks. See you later.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.